When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the Cookbook Circle podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Victoria.
We're two friends with a shared love of food, cooking, and all things cookbooks.
Hi, Circlet lads. It is Victoria here, and I am all alone. But don't need to worry. There's no conscious uncoupling. There's no notes app apology. Nothing serious is happening. But, another but, I just wanted to let you know that for the summer, the Great British Summertime, we will be going slightly longer between episodes, and that is just to give ourselves a bit of time in our crazy schedules through the summer to be able to do the books and episodes that we have planned justice and give you the full reviews of the books we've chosen. So you may not see us as frequently in your feed, and it's just for a couple of months, so please forgive us. We will still be posting new episodes. Today, this week, we are sharing one of our mini-sodes that we did about our favourite foodies on the internet, so that you, in the meantime, whilst we get our next episode up and running, you can discover some new people on the internet that you might not have known before, and they're all quite different, and it's quite a nice one. So please enjoy that, and we will see you very, very soon for a fun book that we have planned next. Thank you, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Hello, Victoria.
Good morning, Hannah. It's actually very much the afternoon.
It's 2:20, Vic.
but it may be morning wherever you're listening. Good Patreon guys.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. how are you doing?
Good. I have a week off of the day job, so I'm feeling quite relaxed, which is good, lovely. And just to say that you may hear in this episode from my friends the scaffolders outside my window, who have been putting scaffolding up for the past, you know, feels like in my entire lifetime. But they're quite noisy, loud Welsh lads.
Oh.
Who are best friends with my son currently. Like, every time he goes out there, he's like waving to them and he loves them. It's very cute. But yes. So that's, if you hear cute noise, shouty Welsh noises, that is the scaffolders.
Victoria and the Scaffolders would be a great name for your, you know, punk band.
Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be, I should ask them. Maybe I could make a Welsh language rock band. I don't speak any Welsh, but I could learn.
You're just, you know, the sassy front lady. You don't need to have the language. Anyway, what are we talking about today in this? I'm fine.
Me, are you okay?
I'm fine. Shouty and Irish. We are talking today for our patron friends,
Patreonies.
Expecto Patronies. That's a Harry Potter joke for anyone who knows. If you know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know what Harry Potter is, then I'm worried about you.
It's just a little niche. I don't know if anyone would have heard of it.
You know, it's not an endorsement of the author's escapades, by the way. Just to say.
No, escapades. Gender escapades. Let's not. Okay, let's not do this. No, we're going to talk about our favourite foodie social media peeps.
Is one of yours J.K. Rowling?
Yeah, love the hate. Love the hate speech. I wake up in the morning, I think, what do I want to peruse with my coffee? Give me some of that delicious hate speech.
Yeah.
So how...
with my breakfast.
Oh, God. How are we defining these social media people that we're going to talk about?
So we had a conversation before this, so just to say, we're not deciding this on the spot, but basically we are talking about people on social media, any platform that they are on, who share recipes but aren't necessarily first and foremost, for example, chefs or cookbook writers. So, you know, if I was to say some of my favorite food people on social media, Ravni Gill, for example, who we've done her book before, would be up there for me. But she is a chef and cookbook writer, presenter, or that's our first. And she uses her social media to kind of boost that. Whereas we want to look at the people that kind of the other way around, that don't necessarily have cookbooks, but share a lot of recipes. Yeah.
Yes. Correct. That is the correct definition. Well done.
Thank you.
And we're going to pick three each, aren't we?
Yeah. I've realised that one of mine does have cookbooks, but I don't... I think they were, they were on social media first.
Yeah, I think one of mine does too, but look, you know, we won't split hairs over this stuff.
No.
Do you want to start with your first one?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
We should do a series of what cookbook is my mic resting on this week? And the answer is Hetty McKinnon to Asia with Love today.
Oh, nice.
You got anyone, or are you still on French Laundry?
Mine's my work notebook, actually.
Good.
Very little fun in there, let me tell you.
That's the spirit. So my first one is the one who does have a cookbook, but I think he is a blogger turned chef, and it is Ed Smith of Rocket and Squash, at Rocket and Squash.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, really good one. So I was reading about him just today. I didn't really know what his deal was, but yeah, he was, you know, a corporate girly, and then he quit his, he was doing some, like, he had his, this at Rocket and Squash's Instagram account, and he was like posting food and restaurants and stuff, and then he decided to quit and give it a go. So he retrained as a chef at some college in London, and then has since just does a bit of everything, bit of recipe writing, bit of supper clubs, some works in restaurants, he consults on cookbooks and stuff. He has written two cookbooks himself, but he is just, it's all like simple, nice,
seasonal.
He has this really lovely
weekend
like, weekend eggs. Yeah.
I love that.
Yes, he does a different like egg recipe every Saturday morning. And yes, it is such a joy.
Yeah. And just so smart. Because you're gonna, like, you know, most people have eggs at the weekend, but you have the same old eggs every time. And his are really creative, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And like he'll they're all like kind of on trend and like good. And I think the kind of the link between the three things, the three accounts that I've chosen, is that they're all like inspirational in terms of like, I'll see something on his, like he a few weeks ago had like eggs and like roti or like paratha or something for breakfast.
Mm.
I was like, that's such a good idea. And then it's just in your head and it's like, right, what have I got in the house that I can do that with, not necessarily following it by the letter. And I think that's how I use food, these people, and generally like food social media to influence like day-to-day cooking. But and he's not like shouty like some more like modern I'm so old, but you know, some more like, you know, contemporary shouty Instagram chefs.
Yeah,
and it's all quite calm. And he's like in his late 30s, I think. And it's just great. So that's Ed Smith at Rocket and Squash, all one word.
Nice.
Who's your first one?
You just reminded me of someone there who I'll have to give an honourable mention to. But okay. We'll come back to that. My first one is, I don't know if you and I have ever talked about this, but she's called She Bakes Sourdough on Instagram.
Oh, no.
And her name's Jade. And, okay, so everyone went through the sourdough boom in lockdown. Most people who got into it can make, like, a decent loaf of bread. And that's your kind of go-to thing, and that's fine. But she does so much more. And it is just, the videos are really helpful. She does, like, milk bread kind of vibes with, like, chocopan. Oh. But with sourdough and bagels and loads of focaccia, which obviously I love. Mm. She did English muffins recently and just like buns and things. And she takes, because there's a lot of, it is really intimidating if you're used, you know, obviously if you bake in the first place, that can be scary. But with yeast, it is scarier again sometimes. And then with sourdough is difficult and temperamental. But she just is always like posting these little tips. And the recipes are always in the body of the posts on Instagram. And I just really like her. I just really like the bread content. Bread is like, bread is my boyfriend.
Put that on a merch.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm going to look at her, you know, right now, and I'll give you a live reaction to
her,
like what her feed vibe is. It's She Bakes Sourdough.
Yeah, She Bakes Sourdough. I should warn you that one of the first videos that you're likely to see is a ciabatta one where she does run the knife over the surface of the bread for crispiness effect.
Oh, donuts!
Yes, right?
Oh, fun! And these little hedgehog breads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very aesthetic.
Yes.
Her little, lovely. Love that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm probably never going to make anything with sourdough because I'm a scaredy cat.
That's fine. But, you know, enjoy the content.
Exactly.
You know, it's a sign of someone good when you're like scrolling and then you stop and you watch the whole video. She's made these Asian bakery style pork floss buns where you dip it in the dried pork jerky. That looks amazing. I don't even eat pork, but...
Yeah,
that looks great.
Floss is great. Like I first tried it, one of my Thai friends when I lived in Japan got it shipped from her family, and I was like, "The fuck is this?" But then, delicious.
Oh, I bet. Floss is
in Japan. I mean, you can get like a. It's going with what?
The Candy Floss Association, isn't it? Oops, sorry. Yeah. She's on Instagram. She's on reels.
She's scrolling as we talk. love that.
Yes.
Are all of yours baking ones?
Well, no, I had to try and pull myself back and do one non-baking.
None of mine are baking ones. So,
well, this is why we're. Oh, this is why we're such a good team, Victoria. This is why.
Oh my God! Someone get us a podcast.
who's your number two? Made a number two joke.
So it's not a person, but like this is a bit of a like corporate account, but it is one person behind it. So it's the Bunch UK vegan channel on Instagram. They're also on TikTok.
They were on my long list.
Yeah. They've changed the game for me. Like I always say change the game. So it's the chef is Christina Sotiriou. I'm sorry, I'm absolutely butchering that, I'm sure. And I don't mean to say butchering on about a vegan channel. But she's like a Cypriot chef and she lives in the UK. And so it's all vegan. But it's just, again, it's just so aspirational, inspirational stuff. But it's easy, it's fun. It's like not... it's not difficult. I just said it's easy. But what I mean by that is like it's not, she's not like, it's very much vegetable focused, as in it's not like a lot of processed, like vegetarian, like meat substitutes and stuff. But she doesn't shy away from like vegan yogurt or like vegan butter and things like that. Like she'll just say, get your favorite vegan butter, whatever. And I appreciate that because it means that I can look at a recipe and think that looks great. But if I want to add, you know, cream cheese from cows in because I'm not vegan, I can do that. And I can make the same recipe with the same vibe. And their website is very good as well, which I think is a good thing when you can go to the link and see a recipe written out.
Because
I'm old and
that's Well, what I like about her is that she always has her AirPods in during the videos. And I like to think of her just happily listening to music while she's like cooking this up. And then she like takes a mouthful and her AirPods are still in. And I'm like, oh, she seems very happy. And I like that.
Yeah, she's just, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of, it's not boring vegan food, but it's very vegetable heavy, but it's very flavorful. Oh,
she's back on Instagram, guys. She was going to look at Bunch. Sorry.
And their handle is at Bunch UK. And one of my favorite recipes that they have is like a butter bean. Let me find it.
We love a butter bean.
We do.
Lord, do we love a butter bean.
She has like a pinned recipe for like quick lentil lasagna where she like makes a lentil-y bolognese and then cooks broken up lasagna sheets in it as like a one pot thing. And I was like, that is so good. That's such a good idea. She has like drink recipes and it's just, they're part of the mob family. They're part of the mob. She's in the mob. But it's a completely separate one, so you don't have to, like, it's not, I think sometimes they're featured on the mob, like, quick lemon tahini ramen. Come on, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. Do you know what I find interesting about this is that Mob Kitchen is obviously huge now. They've got, like, over a million followers. They have multiple people creating the recipes, but she's the only one behind Bunch. It's quite, like...
Yeah.
It's quite a lot to place on one person's shoulders to create all the content for that. And they're still smashing it. Like, she's 250,000 followers.
She's brilliant. It's this one. It's, it doesn't give it a name. It's like a creamy bowl of, it's got spinach, butter beans and cream cheese and tomatoes and stuff. And it's just, it's great. It looks lovely. and yeah, like I said, it just makes me want to get in the kitchen. It's good for like your odd box situation, odd box clacks in there, lads. Love it. And I, as we know, I'm not vegan, so, but I just, every time it comes across my, and I've started following them on TikTok as well, and she's equally brilliant.
Yes. She was on my list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 long lists. They are great. My second, so I think this is cheating because I've now on her bio and she's written 6 cookbooks, so I'm sorry. But it's Chetna McCann of Bake Off fame. Mm-hmm. But six. So she was a big, yeah, she's written six. I didn't know that at all. But the reason I like her is because I love Indian food very much. And she just makes all these really delicious looking things and makes them look really, really easy. Like pickle spiced chickpeas, like really easy stuff that you have in your store cupboard, or like paratha with like fenugreek. And my mouth is watering now because I haven't eaten anything. I wouldn't eat this because it's chicken, but it's like tahini malai chicken wings. And it just kind of, for me, Indian food, this is a massive generalization, I'm sorry, but it's like one of those things that like I find so delicious. And I will order it from the takeaway because I think I can never recreate it at home as well. But she kind of demystifies it, I think, in a way, and just makes really delicious, simple things like paneer sandwich pakoras with coriander chutney. Ooh. Yes, please. And her YouTube is really good. I think it's called Food with Chetna. And I've made a few things from her, just different kind of dals and curries and things and parathas. Oh, and she does like stuffed parathas and stuff as well. I just, oh my God, just that food is just so good to me. And I think, yeah, she's one of those people that when I'm scrolling, I want to eat it all. I want to eat it all. Onion bhajis, onion pakoras. Yes, please. And then she occasionally does like baking things like sumac onion and herb oil buns. They look great. Oh, they're like a swirly number.
Can you send that to me right now? I'm going to make them today.
Yeah. yeah, I just really like her. And she seems like a great person too. So that's an added plus. But Chetna McCann. Dream
love
gal.
That. What's her at?
Chetna McCann. CHETNAMAKAN. Chetna McCann.
Love that. We'll also add it in the Patreon comments, whatever.
We will. Egg paratha. She does like a paratha and she puts an egg in it. She puts like a beaten up egg in the middle of the paratha and then continues to fry it. So it's like a little egg sandwich. Stuff like that I just think is great. And there's the occasional like baking thing in there. Oh, like, oh yes, please. Just delicious. Sorry, I'll stop now. But really, really like Chetna McCann. And naan breads. I've definitely made her naan breads before as well. They're really good. Okay, I'll stop now. Sorry. Chetna McCann. Love her.
Shall I go with my last one?
Your final fave. Final foodie fave.
And this was the one I thought, when we decided to do this, I was like, I want to include this person. And this is a person that I found, discovered on TikTok, and now follow her on Instagram and TikTok. And her name is Tiffy Cooks, T-I-F-F-Y.
Oh, sounds vaguely familiar.
I think she's loads of followers on TikTok, really popular on TikTok. She is a Taiwanese person, woman, mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. lives... So this took me ages to find out today. I just presumed she was American. She has an American accent. But she is... grew up in Taiwan, but she lives in Vancouver in Canada.
Right.
And just makes just brilliant videos. And I think that she maybe got famous because she had a lot of like good like air fryer content. But it's like a lot, she does a lot more than that. So it's all stuff that absolutely hits my button. So it's a lot of like Asian flavoured dishes, like a lot of rice, a lot of noodles. It's not just like Chinese, Taiwanese, as she does a lot of like Japanese inspired and like, you know, yeah, Chinese, Taiwanese, Korean, like just all those like good flavors. And it's lots of different things. And again, it just makes my mouth water. Like I've made one of her like little gingery chicken bite with rice things, and I've made it in the air fryer because it was an air fryer recipe before. And then recently she's done these like quick meals, like chicken thighs, you know, that are cooked in just like ginger and honey and soy and like that, and it's just like quick weeknight meals. And then she does like she films her like making her husband's lunch boxes with like rice and mushroom, you know. And I love that stuff. And it's just so, again, it's achievable, it's easy, but it looks so delicious. And then she's got a few where she like goes out and like she's in Taiwan and she like eats dinner at 7-Eleven and she like shares that with you. And it's just all my favorite things. And she's brilliant at making the videos. And she puts the recipes on her blog. Because that's what I love. I don't want to be just like watching a TikTok 1,000 times to see how to make something.
Well, there is a real like gap in the market, isn't there, for like, you know, all this content that you see, but how do you translate it to actually a recipe that you can read, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, a blog is great, but then it's sometimes hard to find the blog when you go for the particular post, when you go to the link in bio and all that. I feel like
I think so. And you, like, sometimes they'll put it in their caption, but like if it's on Instagram, for example, or TikTok, for example, you have it, and then once you've like your phone is locked or whatever, you go back, it like refreshes it, so you've lost it again. But she's just she's brilliant, and I love all of her stuff. And I've made a couple of her things, like I said, the chicken thing within the air fryer, and like she's got like nice noodle recipes. I watched a recipe of hers today actually, and it was like noodles with black I don't know what it was, but she's just like, you can use any noodles you want. I'm using spaghetti, right? And like, spaghetti is noodles, but you know, great. Let's start where you are, right? If you've got spaghetti in your house, you can still make this dish. If you've got, you know, the other things, and I just think she's brilliant.
Yeah, she sounds great. I think I've heard. I think maybe you've sent me some of her stuff before, but I need to go back.
Possibly, yeah. It's quite meat heavy, I think, but
shame.
So she's Tiffy at tiffy.cooks on I think both TikTok and Instagram.
Interesting. Okay. Nice. My last person is a baking person. Her name is Erin Clarkson, but she goes by the name of Cloudy Kitchen on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Yep. I've seen some of her stuff via you.
Yeah. So the handle is Cloudy Kitchen. And when you go on, it's a lot of like cookies and brownies and stuff like that, but there's great tips in here. Great tips. Check out her tips. Just to recreate a joke that I made in our previous episode. I just got to get the mileage out of that one. Like how she cuts cinnamon rolls, or like she does different tests on like freezing cookie dough and how the best way to bake it from frozen. And I just love that stuff. Can't get enough of it. She does lots of focaccia stuff, which obviously I love. But then there's great things like these passion fruit, no-bake cheesecake bars that look delicious. And her photography is just lovely. It's just escapism, I think, because it's all just very, you know, bright and kind of nice and homely. Yeah. It makes you want to just go and bake, and I love that. And lots of pies she does, like, yeah, really nice like apple galettes and things, and loaves with like, oh yeah, zucchini bread. Yeah, love it. Love all this stuff. When I worked in the cafe, I used to follow a lot more of these people, because I would just be so always looking for inspiration. And people, I remember, I think she was one of the people that I followed, and other people, and you would just open it and be like, great, boom, that's a recipe that I can make today easily and in, you know, bulk, and it's going to be fine. And she just, you know, she tells you to just smush your cookie dough into a square baking pan and just cut it when it's done into like bars and stuff like that. It's just like good practical tips, and we like her. So she's Cloudy Kitchen, at Cloudy Kitchen. I don't know if she's on the other platforms, but she does have a blog where you can read the recipes. And she's great. Don't know where she's based. Erin Clarkson. Do we think that sounds American? I think she might be American.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know any British or Irish people called Erin.
No, although, you know, some people think that Irish people would be called Erin. Erin DeBra.
But it wouldn't be spelled E-R-I-N, right?
No, we just like to fuck you up with some extra consonants in there. My honourable mentions.
Yeah.
Bunch. That you've talked about. Mm-hmm. Shalina cooks. Shalina was on MasterChef. And she does lots of interesting, Shalina Permalut, she does lots of interesting, like, Mauritian recipes. Mm-hmm. And she does lots of, like, you know, she does this Moroccan msemen, I want to say. I can't pronounce it, but it was this delicious bread that I had in Marrakesh, and I've always wondered how to make it. And then she posted a recipe for it. So she's a great one.
Amazing.
She's just, yeah, she does a lot of Moroccan stuff, actually. I wonder if she has a link to them. But to them, to the Moroccans. And Jake Cohen was another one that I thought about.
Oh, yeah, Jake Cohen is great. We've talked about him on a pod before.
We have.
He's a great, he gives a lot of his recipes away on Instagram, even though he has books, but he, yeah, great.
He's even started doing, like, cocktail ones, because it's an ad, but they're blood orange sour, yes please.
Yeah.
I mean, lately it's been a lot about his arms, and that's okay, there's no judgment here, but, but we also want the recipes, Jake. And John Waite was another one who I had, who is another great British Bake Off alumni, but he does share a lot of his, that's Waite with an H, W-H-A-I-T-E. He, yeah, does a lot of his recipes, does a lot of his recipes, like a gooey brown butter tart that looks insane. Nice. Just pineapple and coconut cake, miso hummus with lime pita chips. That sounds a bit nuts, but yeah, I like him a lot as well. There are my honourable mentions. Did you have any?
Yeah, I had Half Baked Harvest, who is an American creator. I think her name is Tegan. She has millions and millions of followers, and
really?
I didn't know about her until our friend Paula actually, I think, introduced me to her.
Oh, interesting.
But she's just, again, it's that kind of day-to-day. I mean, she works so hard. Like, she just churns out recipes, but they're all great. She does, like, a weekly meal plan thing at the beginning of the week. It's not, like, a health food thing. It's just, like, this is what I'm going to eat this week. And, like, there's always a drink included and treats. And I love that. And it's just, again, it's very aesthetic, very good-looking food. For inspiration, I put The Boy Who Bakes in my honorable mentions because he does have cooks, he does have books. But he's a baker. He won the first ever Great British Bake Off, right? And so,
He's amazing.
He's amazing, and he does a lot of ads and stuff, doesn't he? And collaborations, but it's great.
He
knows about flavors. He does that so well.
Yeah.
An account called The Korean Vegan. Which I know some of our followers have mentioned before about her. And I don't know how I came across her, but it's not all recipes, but she does a lot of cooking and a lot of, like, talking to camera. And it's just it's a nice... again, like, Korean food isn't something you associate with veganism, so talking a lot about veganism, but I like to be inspired, and I think it's nice to not have to buy meat all the time, but eat the food that you love. And Kenji Lopez Alt, you know, you've all heard me talk about him before. I love him. His Instagram is a mixture of, like, recipes, but you'll see him, like, testing and, like, going through, you know, making it. Like, he recently did this pizza recipe he writes for the New York Times now, right? Like, the New York Times Cooking. And he recently been, like, developing this recipe for this, like, pizza, like a very flat round pizza that you cut into squares that I'd never heard of, but he's been talking about that for months and months on his Instagram, so it's nice to see that recipe come out
for him. But yeah, goes into it.
Yeah, and he shares, like, he has a daughter, two kids, one, no, his daughter anyway, called Alicia, and she is at school, so he shares her like lunch bentos and stuff.
So yeah, I love that stuff. That's so cute.
But I just, you know, I couldn't do this episode without mentioning Kenji because I love him.
He is great. Three things, actually. One, can you hear that my downstairs neighbour is currently blasting what I think is Gasolina?
No. What a song.
3 o'clock on a Monday, there's no better time to listen to. Who is Gasolina? Pitbull?
Is it Daddy Yankee, I believe?
Daddy Yankee. Daddy like Gasolina. Secondly, I overheard this mental conversation on the bus the other day where this woman, older lady, was talking about how she never eats pizza. And that occasionally, like, her and her husband would get a pizza as, like, an unusual thing. She was making it sound like maybe, like, once every 3 or 4 years. And then they'll have a square each, is what she said. We'll have a square each. I'm not sure what shape of pizza she's eating. And then she was like, and then we just put the rest in the bin. Because who wants to eat a whole pizza? And I was just sitting next to him with my mind absolutely blown. What kind of monster is this woman?
Literally yesterday evening I ate a whole pizza.
I only eat pizzas in holes. It's like having half an apple.
Sorry, someone's just messaged me on LinkedIn with an absolute embarrassing job offer.
I'm not editing this one. That's out there for all to hear. If anyone else has any interesting job offers for Vic.
I said embarrassing.
No, if anyone else has embarrassing job offers for me.
What was I saying? I don't know, but
I have a third. I just held up my three fingers like the Hunger Games salute to me.
I was thinking about brownies, like the, you know, club, not the...
My last honourable mention is Laurent Daguenet. Laurent Daguenet? This guy in Montreal, I think he's Montreal. Maybe he's... Oh, here we go. He is... I will never make anything that he makes because he's quite chefy and restaurant-y and really meaty. But, oh my God, his content is such a joy to watch. I sent you him, haven't I? He's the big guy with the, like, hat. And he always, like, spins around to the camera. And he kind of, like, chops the, like, lid off of the olive oil or whatever.
Yes.
And at the end, he always throws the fork out the window or something.
Yeah.
Just absolutely joyful food content.
But great.
How they describe me at work. Sorry, they were my three things.
While we've been doing this, I've thought of Ellie Pear. She's a great food person, and I can't believe I didn't add her in, but she is brilliant. And if you're in the UK, you should probably follow her because she does a great service to the internet, and it's not just about food. She has a lot of food content. She writes recipes for the Waitrose magazine and other bits and pieces, but she also does like gift guides, and she just works hard.
She does. I was gonna put her in, but it's less about food lately. I find it's more about like staycations or like secondhand clothes stuff, or I don't know. Her foodie stuff is great. There's a couple of things, like she had a recipe for like quick pickled onions that I just saved and used like 1,000 times. She's got loads of like hacky things, and
she's good at like waste free stuff, and like
she made some pesto with like the base of a broccoli recently, and just stuff like that to just use up stuff. And she was saying, don't buy like tender stem broccoli. You can just like chop your head of broccoli into like long stems, and it's way cheaper. Yeah, she is actually a really good one. I take it back. We'll link to all these in the comments for you guys.
Yeah, we will. We will. And obviously, you Patreonies need to tell us who we should be following. Because
who are
we do on the cookbook circle, we do follow a lot of like food. So I went completely with more like personal Instagram food people for this, but we do follow a lot of other great food people on cookbook circle. But for my scrolling, I generally use my personal one, so I went off that.
They see me scrolling. They're hating. Dame la gasolina. That's the only song that I will be able to hear this afternoon, apparently, because it's going on a long time and I fear it may be on repeat.
We'll be using your Patreon subscriptions to buy Hannah some earplugs for the rest of the
which is sound the day. Sound prof. Prof. We need to go now.
Professor of sound. That's your downstairs neighbour.
Victoria and the scaffolders and I'm the sound prof. Thank you for listening and thank you for your support. We love you very much.
We love you and let us know who we should be following.
Okay. Bye.